Car accident. Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Hey! Hey! Now my watch! Okay, no personal phone calls! All right, I should smack you in the mouth! Use the company time to talk to your disgusting whore friends! No! You do not do this!
I'm sorry.
You do not!
I'm sorry!
You do not!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Mr. Sandberg, thanks for coming to your performance review.
No problem.
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I'm the boss.
Okay, so take us through a day in the life of the boss.
Well, the first thing I do is
talk to corporate, approve memos, lead a workshop, remember birthdays, direct workflow, my own bathroom, micromanage, promote synergy, hit on Deborah, get rejected, swallow sadness, send some faxes, call a sex line, cry deeply, demand a refund, eat a bagel, harassment lawsuit, no promotion, fifth of vodka, shit on Deborah's desk, buy a gun, in my mouth.
Oh fuck me, I can't fucking do it, shit.
Pussy out, puke on Deborah's desk, jump out the window, suck a dude's dick, score some coke, crash my car, suck my own dick, eat some chicken strips, chop my balls off, black out in the sewer, meet a giant fish, fuck his brains out, turn into a jet, bomb the Russians, crash into the sun, now I'm dead.
Uh-huh. So that's an average day for you then?
No doubt.
You chop your balls off and die.
Hell yeah.
And I think at one point there you said something about sucking your own dick?
Nope.
Actually, I'm pretty sure you did.
Nah, that ain't me.
Okay, well, this has been eye-opening for me.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, I know. I got that. You said that 400 times.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm the boss.
Okay, great. I heard you. Bye.
Like a boss.
You're living, so take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail, but at the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The night's alone.
Episode 274 coming at you. This is Like a Boss.
Like a Boss. That Andy Samberg shit is hilarious.
Opening the show, and yeah, I'm officially the ops manager of Sutter Energy Center.
Henceforth, you're the boss.
It's been a very boss-oriented week. My boss is on vacation. Fuck, man.
I had a like a 45-minute diatribe to my boss because they keep fucking with us. And so I just went off on them. And I wasn't going to go that hard on him, but like 3 minutes into the conversation, he was like, bro, I didn't even know about it until that email went out. And I'm like, this is exactly my fucking point.
Yeah, what a struggle and the behind the scenes bullshit. The fuck, man. It's
bro,
just been one
I
thing after another.
I wrote up like a 500 word essay with a reply all to the entire North American division.
Oh shit. Are you getting fired?
I haven't hit send yet because I'm smarter than that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but if I were to hit send, it would literally cause like shockwaves through the entire organization.
I also wrote an essay email today turning over all the shit that happened this week. And
nice.
We're running. It's 109 degrees. Like, shit's failing. Like, it's so gnarly.
I was just going to say, our episode numbers are almost as high as the temperature gauges around here.
Sweating my balls off in a 70-degree house. I see you're drinking a hazy little thing.
That's right.
Nice. The masks are off.
We're at the bottom of the barrel here.
California, the mask mandate has ended. officially 2 days ago.
That's right. But yet, almost nothing has changed as far as, can you go to the grocery store without a mask? Nope. Can you go to anywhere without a mask on? No.
Yeah, Chico's going wild. They don't give a fuck.
Well, here's the thing, is like, this has always been the way, right? This is the hypocrisy of America. America was founded on these ideals and these beliefs of, you know, freedom and liberty and, you know, okay, masks are off now, right? Like, you know, California has reopened, right? Yeah, but all these businesses that just spent millions of dollars to implement these policies and force it upon their employees and shit, they're not changing anytime soon, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And I just was just in a liquor store buying some delicious alcohol, and it said no mask, no beer. I put the mask on. I go in. No one has a mask. I take the mask off, and then
people coming in. The guy's like, no beer.
Yeah, no one gave a fuck.
Guy's like, no beer. And you took it off.
You didn't. No one was wearing one, man. No one cares.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I originally wore the mask because I wasn't vaccinated, right? And so I didn't want to be responsible for, like, you know, it's like wearing pants. Like, I didn't want to be the guy without my pants on, so I was going to wear my pants, right? But now that I'm vaccinated, it's more like, I don't know, it's almost more like a Walmart syndrome. Like, I just don't want you in my space, so I'm gonna put this mask on and you're gonna keep your distance. And yeah, I don't have anything to you. Like, it's like the greatest gift society has ever given us. Like, hey man, if you put this mask on, people will stay 6 feet away from you. Like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna wear that shit all the time.
I went to Walmart last Sunday to buy a barbecue because I'm gonna do some extreme backyard shit. It's like,
hell yeah.
But it's all booked up until August or September. The concrete patio.
Concrete's out of control right now.
I know.
And so is wood.
Yeah, I know. The prices are skyrocketing, but it's got to be done. And anyway, Walmart was such a fucking...
So you're saying you're doing a build-in?
Yeah, I'm going to have a company come out and do a giant patio on my side yard.
You putting in a fucking pizza oven, bro, or what?
And then I'm gonna put in a barbecue. I don't know about the pizza oven.
Pizza oven and smoker.
Anyway, I was fucking.
I want you to spend all your money.
So. No shit. The price of everything is skyrocketing. What the fuck?
I mean, you want me to come over, right? Like, make it awesome.
You're going to have to come over when it's ghetto. So I can feel better about yourself.
Hey,
be like, my backyard's eight times better than theirs.
I was like, you've been to my house. Come on.
See a lot of vinyl back there. Can't wait to make the all vinyl shows.
Whole wall of vinyl back there.
I got two turntables.
And a microphone.
It's going to be funny. And anyway, fucking being the boss is brutal, bruh.
Yeah, rah. Well, so here's the thing. Is that it seems like the New World Order is the ineptitude of leadership is the problem of those below them. So what I mean by that is, like, if it is my responsibility to be responsible for this issue, I'm going to put the burden of all of it on the people underneath me. And yeah, Mia Cole, I didn't do it. They did.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard thing to say, though. Like, you know, if you didn't give the guy the tools to do the job, like, that's the biggest thing.
Well, Here's another thing.
I never showed you how to do it correctly, and now you fucked it up.
That's,
you know,
the bigger thing. Okay. I could hand you every tool ever created by man, but if you don't know how to use it correctly, what good is it?
Exactly. And yeah, man, just the training. I've been doing a million PowerPoints, trying to make money.
I worked for one of the biggest contractors in the state of California at one point in time. And their training methods were basically like, get out there and do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of companies. It's a fucking disaster.
If you fail, you're out.
Yep. That's a lot of companies, and that's the American way. So anyway, we're going to play some more music. Oh, boss tracks. Not the boss, man.
And the boss.
Shots like a boss, stack knots like a boss, cop drive like a boss, on top like a boss, pay the cost like a boss, run the flows like a boss, big house like a boss, rep the north like a boss. Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? You see the dirty south boss? I'm Slim Thugger, mother. The boss of all bosses.
That's right.
AKA, he who the king of the north is. Wars won, no losses. Who wanna compete?
Who wanna compete?
The chief of the police who got the keys to the streets. I'm a full-time hustler, part-time rhymer. I'm having things for real. You punks ain't no grinders. You fools just went to school and learned to use Pro Tools and try to copy your G-moves off the 10 o'clock news. You can't survive in my shoes or afford to pay my dues with your cartoon crews. You're destined to lose. I rock Eminem and 56 crowds and spend most of my weekends cruising above clouds. From the west to the south, way to the east coast. I switch time zones more than switch clothes. I was born to be on top, born to call shots, born to cop drops and trick off at knots.
Like a boss, like a boss,
stack knots
like a boss,
cop drive like a boss,
on top like a boss,
pay the cost
like a boss,
run the flows
like a boss,
big house
like a boss,
rep the north
like a boss.
Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? You see the dirty south boss?
Call me Sarge, I'm the head in charge.
You see the B on the Narge, parked in the garage. I'm the coach, I wrote them plays for my team. I'm the mastermind behind these teams with green. I call all the shots, provide all the knots, supply all the sponsor all the spots. I stay on the top floor,
got the executive suite.
Sit in the corner chair with me and my meets both the presidential role, got a driver that drives.
I don't open doors no more,
he do it from outside. At the club, they block out VIP for me and send bottle after bottle to my section for free. You see this rock hanging on my pinky ring. I'm respected in these streets, they treat me like a king.
I get accepted like family,
your house is my house.
I guess that's why they call me
Slim Thug the Boss.
I call shots like a boss,
stack knots
like a boss,
cop drive like a boss,
on top like a boss,
pay the cost
like a boss,
run the flows
like a boss,
big house
like a boss,
rep the north
like a boss.
Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? Who the dirty south boss? Who the boss player? You see the dirty south boss.
Hello,
Big Millie, what up?
Yeah.
What city you in, big homie?
Yeah, we on the block, man. Philly.
We on the way.
Alright, we're gonna have a bike smoke that just come when you get here.
Finna come through like a boss.
Alright, I'ma call you in 45.
One.
Look, I be riding through my old hood, but I'm in my new whip. Yes, same old attitude, but I'm on that new shit. Yeah. They say they gon' ride me, see me never do shit.
Never.
Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on the news clip. Audemars on my wrist, bust down.
Blink.
We poppin' bottles like I scored a winning touchdown. Remember me dead broke,
blah.
Look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God all these bottles I pop, all this paper I've been getting, all these models I pop. I done sold 100,000 for my album got dropped, and I'm only 23. I'm the shit now. Look at me, look at me. I'm a boss like my nigga Rose. Hey, shorty asked me for a check, I told that bitch like no way, cause I made it from the bottom. It was never no way, and I never had a job. You know I had to sell, yeah. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I call a shot.
Call a shot.
I'm with the murder team.
Call a cop.
We in the building.
Y'all are not.
You sure on the paper, you gon' ballin' out.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm
a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan the shots. I call the calls. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, I'm the king that with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I plan the shots. I call the calls.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got so many shades they thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes ride. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost $100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt, just take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' eat. Fuck a blog, dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on E. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400,000, bitch, you wish you saved.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan the shots. I call the calls. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, I'm the king that with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I plan the shots. I call the calls.
Yeah. Hey. Couple cars I don't never drive. Bikes I don't never ride. Crib I ain't never been. Pool I don't never slip. Fool, you ain't better than I move like the president. Everything black on black. You know I be strapping that. Ratting ass niggas walking around wearing wire. Fucking up the game, got the hood on fire. Bitch, I'm a king. Call me sire. You say I don't run my city, you a motherfucking liar. I'm a boss. You a fraud. You cross the line, I get you murdered for a cause.
Murder!
I'm in Vegas.
I'm in Vegas.
I took a loss.
Took a loss.
At the fight, we watching floor. We on the floor.
We on the floor.
Yeah. Scared money don't make no money. If I ever go broke, I'ma take your money. I ain't never drop a dime. You ain't take nothing from me in the hood every day. Bitch, I'm good. What I say?
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan the shots. I call the calls. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, I'm the king that with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shots. I call the calls.
Yeah.
Hey.
Maybach music.
Never knocked. Every job I offer used to keep you up the dark. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the Jolly Goody. I hate the 7 Sabbath Boom. I won't open that bomb for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you off the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Let the fuck then hurt. Hurry up, punch
Mr. Tarkanian?
Oh, thank you. That's exactly the response I'm looking for. Now get up! Get up, you crazy black man! I'm gonna make you drink my piss!
Are you crazy, man?
I am a strong man! Anyone in this office, take a run at me!
Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me, you know what you see. See a bad mother. Look at me, you know what you see. See a bad mother. Cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. Know what you see? See a bad mother.
Episode 274 coming at you.
That's right. Being a boss is like gotta be just the biggest suck on your soul, right?
Yeah, I mean it's
like you gotta do shit that is against your own morality because it's your job.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, my thing is you may as well just make the place better. I'm trying to put in a gym in the control room. I'm going to buy a home. It's part of my signing bonus.
I'm
going to work out every day.
Once you convince the company to make that purchase, you'll have made up like 50% of their worldwide sales.
Nah, you just make the place sweet. We basically fucking live there. All I do is work. And the alternative of being broke sounds shitty.
Well, here's the thing.
I'd rather work, you know?
You're at, like, so in a sense, you're hitting the nail on the head. You may be missing the target, but you're at least shooting the arrow at the right place. It is imperative that employers provide reasons to keep people excited to be at the job. Right?
I mean, and that's another thing. Like, we shut the doors.
I mean, so a gym's one thing, but you do labor work, right? Like, a lot of what you guys do is labor intensive.
I wouldn't say that. The control room operator sits on his ass for 12
hours. Not your Homer Simpson ass job.
Clicking a mouse.
God damn it. Fucking Sector 7G, motherfucker. Man.
Yeah. That's right. It pays a shitload of money.
But the guys out there,
that's the problem,
that are fucking wrenching on shit and whatever, like, when it's their break, they don't want to fucking lift weights. Right?
Nah, one of the guys, one of the mechanics, it was his, of the main drivers. Because he's like, my body's falling apart. I haven't worked out for like 3 years, like. And he's super skinny.
Yeah, no, I feel that way too, man. So let him know he's not alone.
He's 40.
I feel exactly like that too. Like,
and I'm like,
why does it feel like I have to suck in my gut and flex in order to like hold my body in the proper upright position? Like, that's not normal. Like, that means my core muscles are so fucking weak that I actually have to force my body to be in the correct position.
Yeah, and back to the Walmart barbecue purchase story. So, I fucking were like, just buy a barbecue. I'm like, I'm buying.
Why don't you get a like Home Depot, dude? You can get a fucking sweet barbecue for $200.
Oh, so get this. I go to
$300. You can get
and the cheapest barbecue. Is
because it's Ace Hardware, bro.
So I buy someone twice the size for $80, but I like carried it
like a dick.
like some 80-pound thing.
Carrying shit through the center aisle, bitch.
It was like an afterthought. We saw it on some end cap while she was already in line, and like it was, you know what I mean?
I'm taking the display model. Fucking nightmare, dude.
That's right, like a boss, motherfucker. Yeah. It's like, get me out of this fucking hell.
I think what my problem is that, like, you know, everybody hates a quote-unquote Karen, right? That complaining, bitchy person, right? And my biggest pet peeve is that I feel like my bosses are the Karens. The people above me...
Yeah, I
Karen.
Can see that. I definitely work with the
and
Karen
it's like,
boss. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like it's like the person that it's like that super ditzy person that's like, oh my god, I totally hate conflict. Like, I really just don't like negativity when it's directed at them. But then immediately we'll turn around and be like, fuck that bitch. Right?
Oh yeah.
And you're just like,
yeah.
Wow, that like your approach to the world is so self-centered and serving. And I'm glad it's done well for you. I hope you sleep well at night.
Yeah, it's a weird deal and
here's
I don't
the fucked
know.
Up part.
I like it though. I think
is
it's pretty cool.
I don't make money. I make good moral decisions and I don't sleep well at night. So maybe I'm doing this wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the flip side of the kidless fucking like toys that I never play with, and like, you know what I mean? A boat that doesn't run.
Well,
like, can I never have time to like fix
that's
it?
You
know what I mean?
Like,
because I'm
like,
just constantly working.
I say the same thing to my buddy Dave all the time. Like, you guys make enough money that you don't need to buy projects. You need to buy toys, right? Like,
that's
I know
true.
That you enjoy projects, But you don't, you've committed so much time away to other things that you don't have time to work on said projects. And then they sit around and linger and don't become, they don't become a joy to you.
Yeah.
They become a burden. Right. And so, like,
that's,
you
true.
Know, for who knows, maybe a little bit more, you could have got something that you just latch on the back of the fucking Porsche and up the lake. And be like, oh,
yeah, and it's, like, yeah, right. The Porsche. Anyway, we're gonna play some more music. Thanks for listening. Like a Boss, Mr. Tarkanian.
Dude.
He's my idol. Then I whip you in the nuts with the car.
And sit behind the wheel of a Porsche of treason.
You know what? Just work here, okay? Take some time to weigh the pros and cons. Pros, you could be working for a slightly above in-flight magazine. For $22.4 a year. Cons, me kicking you till there's blood in your stool, and then grabbing your wife's boobies while you're tied up with a racquetball shoved in your mouth. Now balance it out. Just think about it.
I just don't think I want to work here.
Fair enough, yeah. Ordinarily, I'd whip your nuts with a car antenna for that kind of attitude. Hey! You get back there! Hey!
My boss!
former corrections officer from Cobb County, Georgia, the Big Boss Man burst onto the scene in 1988, ready to enforce his brand of justice.
Big Boss Man is the law, is the order in the World Wrestling Federation. I'm gonna make sure you serve hard time.
Sometimes just pinning a guy doesn't do the job. Sometimes somebody needs to be taught a lesson.
Don't take losses, I want y'all to remember that. Bosses take losses.
Bosses take losses, I don't take no losses. Bosses take losses, I don't take no losses. Bosses take losses, I don't take no losses. Bosses take losses, I don't take no losses.
Bosses take losses, no matter who watching. Tweet after tweet, these bitches keep talking. Gun on my waist, these bullets start flying. Day after day, a nigga just grinding. Like the money like me. Talking a deal, it'll never change me. 4 o'clock, she texting me. Left her on red, cause I can't read. She texted again and I texted her friend. They riding my wave and they not gon' trend. Talking my shit, my breath must stink.
These hoes on business?
Nah, just me. Watch my videos, click the link. Hit on my artists, I need no ink. You think that I'm finished? I'm just getting started. I'm about to go dumb, go stupid, retarded.
Bosses take losses, I don't take no losses. 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 Bosses take losses, I don't take no losses.
Can't take back, can't look back. Getting the money, I'm shopping at Saks. Look at my fit, I spent 5 racks. Name getting bigger, it's on the map. Back with a video, I said I'm back. Switching my floor, I ain't even blow it. Fit so sick, that bit need to throw it. Hoes call me ugly, a nigga done glow it. 100 a shot, I definitely short. Parents still working, gotta put work in. Body go missing. And these hoes go to searching. You secure me, now I do the curving. Paying attention and you'll start learning. Shout out to Ben, my niggas stay sliding. Back on the beat, I stay riding. Chatting these hoes like Roddy Ricch. Getting a bag, I'm getting rich. People be hating, they talking shit. Face to face, they start to glitch. Play with me, I take your bitch. Dropping these videos, I'm making hits. Keep a professional for the kids. See me and Paula, they wanna pit. These niggas be grouping, they riding dick.
Hey, turn it up a little bit. I want you to have your way. Feel me? Yeah, I love it when you boss up, yeah. Call the shot, yeah, when you tell me come through. I pull up, hop out, yeah, cause I love it when you.
Episode 274 coming at you like a boss. It's been one hell of a week, one hell of a couple months, and you don't even know what I've gone through this week. Holy shit, I'm drinking a delicious Red Bull and Crown.
Man, that's one of my favorite mixes right there, Red Bull and Crown.
I'd rather have Irish whiskey, which they did not have, but Tony's Liquor. One of the most ghetto spots in Chico.
Really, Tony's? I mean, they have.
It's on my way home.
I thought they had like a whole wall of whiskeys.
They do, but they had. They were out of any Irish whiskey. It was like, come on, like, Tony.
They didn't even have that shitty fucking Conor McGregor whiskey.
Proper 12.
Yeah.
Or what is it? Like the Clan? Yeah, yeah. What's the Clan one?
It's so terrible. Like,
the Clan of the something.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I love me a good Irish whiskey, but I mean, just because you put your name on something don't make it good.
That's right, and got to give a shout out to Jake Paul. What a fucking ruse.
What a fucking douche, dude. The guy literally wears his fucking Charizard Pokemon card as a necklace into the ring.
He made like $8 million
before even 1 second went on the clock. You were like, this fucking sham. What a joke. They're making a mockery of every person watching.
It's fucking shambolic. I'd like to give a shout out to Showtime, the legends, I think that's what it's called, about badass boxers. It just came out. Sugar Ray, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns. Fucking sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, really good. Another
day of boxing. It's like a dead, I mean, it's pretty much a dead sport now. I mean, MMA is way more entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. Another Showtime show, I hate to plug it, The Good Lord Bird. Does that sound like a good show by its title?
You silenced me by saying those words.
The Good Lord Bird was amazing with Ethan Hawke and all these other...
You know, that's what Ethan Hawke really pisses me off. Because I don't like Ethan Hawke, but I fucking love every movie that asshole's in.
Training Day was great.
Every fucking movie that guy's in, he's great. I'm like, I fucking hate this guy.
Oh, shit. Good. What a great tale of the...
He's too good. Totally too good.
The start of the Civil War. It was all based on actual events, and it was from some book this guy wrote. Now it had his, like, diaries and stuff. It was gnarly, man.
Yeah.
Ultra-violent. Yeah. Guy's face is getting blown apart by
violence, eh?
I love a good cannon to the head, explosion.
Boom.
No. Boom. And then he just recites the Bible and just kills all these people, and like, it was so awesome. Modern TV is insane. Like a boss, that's right. And you'll hear some Big Boss Man quotes.
Oh, man.
One of my things I send out.
Yeah.
Constantly. What's his name? Classic, Ray something.
Classic wrestling.
Yeah. And I don't know if you watch Dark Side of the Ring on Vice, but I'm completely hooked.
No, but the name alone has me.
Vice is just... I've said Vice, promoted Vice like Vice every episode.
Like, dude, Vice, but... One of my favorite Vice movies is like the guy that does the one-star reviews. Have you seen that guy?
It's probably online, right? I just watched his channel.
Yeah, he's on Vice News' channel. He's like, he does one-star reviews.
That's great.
Like, he'll go to like the worst-rated buffet.
That's amazing.
Or like the worst-rated tattoo shop.
So good.
He's like, what do you want? Yeah, can I get like a yin yang symbol or something? Why do you want that? I don't know, man. It just seemed cool. Whatever you want, man. Just be a dick. Great.
So anyway, I'm in my progression of, I've got like climbed the ladder to the topest rung. The next level is plant manager. But now I think I'll just go back to an outside operator that doesn't have any responsibilities after this. I've seen so many guys do it, so.
Oh, get to your level and then back off.
Yeah, go like two steps down. Or maybe I'll do the plant manager. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, like a boss, I became the boss, and it's been crazy. And
well, then isn't that truly a reflection of the leadership above you?
Not really.
You report to? Like, if it's not an environment that you feel that you can be, that anyone feels like they can be successful enough in.
Oh, I think I can, yeah.
That they'd be willing to take such a dramatic step back.
Oh, because it's the easiest job in the world, and you can make like $45 an hour not doing anything.
I think the other part of it too is the time that you put into the work versus what you're getting back, right? Like at your level, you're at a salary position now, probably.
Yep.
So, right? And so if I text you right now, you got to respond because
that's right. Yep.
Right?
That's true.
Right? But for me, I'm an hourly employee, and if you text me asking me if I can come into work, my response to you is, that's chargeable. Like, I can charge you, yeah, sure, but it's going to cost you. It's time and a half or double time or whatever, like, you know?
Yeah. It's all part of the weird American working shit. And yeah, like, it's going to be sweet. I have, you know, blast metal, lift weights, operate the plant.
Fuck bitches.
That's my plan.
Dude, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, shoot some roids.
Fucking boss.
Like a boss. Here we go. This was the boss edition. To all you bosses out there, I feel your pain. Hit on Deborah. Promotes energy. Like a boss.
I would like for all of you to express more empathy. Maybe go outside and take a walk during your break, or play with the dog. You know, just get your mind off it for a little bit. That'd be super.
I'll bring it up on the next one, but I don't even want to say it. Matador's Confessions, let's do this.
Matador's Confessions, Matador's Confessions, Matador's Confessions, oh, you fucking mad.
Juneteenth, a new nationally recognized holiday as of yesterday or 2 days ago. It's June 16th, is that correct, or 15th?
19th.
June 19th, okay, so this guy was like a black guy. I'm gonna charge you. It's like, are you gonna celebrate that holiday and all this stuff? And like, what, you're not coming in? So, backstory, the guy burned up this pump, a critical pump, earlier, like last week, by shutting the valve to the pump. Yeah, same guy, right? And I think he was, like, joking.
Completely blew it at work.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought I was going to have to get HR involved, but luckily, just, you know, I put it on the bigger boss. I'm like, do we want to, like, do this? And I showed up late to avoid him because I didn't want to, like... You know, get all aggro. No, like, thanks for destroying the pump. That was, and now I'm completely fucked. Anyway, I had to rent this like RO trailer and rig up all this shit and rent a. Yeah, it's just all this crazy shit caused by one guy, which I finally locked the valves so they can't. No one could ever close it again.
Oh, perfect.
That's usually what happens after these events. I put a lock on it. It's like
permanently sealed.
Yeah. So you can't fucking screw me.
It's like Fukushima now.
But yeah, I mean, the Juneteenth thing, that's pretty cool, I guess. But the black guy of society is completely fucked. And his fake Juneteenth holiday thing is like, come on, that's all you got?
Right?
That's all they're going to do for like, like... It's terrible, dude. And then the COVID just destroying them too, you know, because like I wouldn't trust the vaccine from, you know, Tuskegee experiment. It's fucked up, dude.
Well, social experimentation is never.
No, remember when they gave the black dudes the syphilis like in the 1960s or whatever? Like,
social experimentation has never been something that I didn't think our country did. It's always been something that I assumed that they did do. Yeah. Do I think that they did it in this situation? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think that it's worthless,
But there was too many variables to the scenario to actually accept that as truth, right? Like, you could believe a narrow scoped view, but it's never going to be true. So, I don't know. I feel confident being juiced up with the no vid.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm confident in the vaccine, but I just feel bad that like Juneteenth will continue to beat you in the streets if you're black, if you're with a cop, or a cop dog will attack you while we beat you in the streets. But Juneteenth, what a fucking jam! All right, we're closing out the show. Sorry to rant about it. Just pissed me off for whatever reason. And then, of course, the incompetent guy. But now, like, you know, I just sucks,
well,
dude.
I think what you mean, I find interesting is that this is the first time the United States has created a new national holiday since, like, 1985 or whatever, when they added Martin Luther King Day. Right? And by and large, if there was something that we should recognize and probably should have recognized a long time ago as a national holiday, it would be the end of fucking slavery.
Ah, that's funny. Right. So back to the good Lord Bird. That is the theme of the show. And this guy, John Brown, apparently was like this insane motherfucker. Harriet Tubman's in it. Oh, damn it. Frederick Douglass.
So it was about the Underground Railroad?
Yep, pretty much. But the guy just, he had like this 12-person crazy, like, kill the South. A band of, like, assassins that just, like, went ape shit. So gnarly. All right, like a boss. Closing it out. Here we go. Here comes the more music. Rhyme.
And a boss man of treason.
Some of them lie about the shit they got and what they do on the block. Some of them lie about the they. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. So many wanna play, but still got dues to pay. Some of them gotta beg them to stay. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. Now this is for the B's and the C's and the B's and the H's and the G's. Putting work in overseas at ease with the doggy and some. If my detoxing is more for me, baby, this is presidential. A pocket full of women understanding how I'm living. Show them how you winning. It's the beginning with the pearls you're giving the world. Soft like linen and sweet like cinnamon. But every day, like 50 say, it's many men. They wanna take me out the spot. They want to in the ends, but separate the paper and the beans and the cribs and the clothes. I'ma have to let them go. You know how the dog roll. Don't get it twisted, cause he bang out the east just in case you wanna visit. A touch of the exquisite mixed with something pimpish. Coming from the beach where the is a beast. But I just listen, all that shit is in my past. I'm connected to the purse first, the ass last. From Long Beach to Venice is the premise. Want the green like spinach and I'm strong to the fence.
See me, man, I'm nothing like you. Got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block. Living that boss's life. Girls come running when they see me coming. Living that boss's life. You can have anything, just don't touch my money.
This is for the West and the East and the Dirty South. Khakis and the Timbs and them with the platinum out. Thinking that they blessed by the actions that be coming out. When you in Magic City, you be carrying a lot of clout. But tricking ain't the route. That's even if you got it, there's a method to you holding it when they can't do without it. Just put the P up in it. If she bout it, you can have her in a partner. F*** with it for a dollar. If she a baller, she gon' ride with a shot caller. Roll with the boss dog in the back of a blue Impala. And if she baller, then she gon' all the game you got to give her. Be a different tomorrow. But I would never bother breaking up a dog father, lest I knew that she was bodying, having diamonds on his collar. I'm just an author spreading game to my partners, walking on the blue carpet with the doctor.
See me, man, I'm nothing like you. Got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block. Living that boss's life. Girls come running when they see me coming. Living that boss's life. You can have anything, just don't touch my money.
From a world of poverty to the front page of magazines.
Ooh, we boss.
So good, feel so good, feel so good.
A boss's life.
Torn shoes on my face. Ride around in limousines.
Ooh, we boss.
Feels so good.
A boss is like that.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Rhyme
and treason.